This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. You can't come to Glen Eagles without at least an appreciation of golf. I drive a mean cart, by the way. But I watch, you know, all the Sports Center highlights of the most amazing holes in one and everything else. But just to get out there, you don't even have to play golf to appreciate what Glen Eagles has here, just to get out there and to see the hills and the course. And joining me now, the sports editor with the Perthshire Advertiser, Gordon Bannerman. Gordon, of course, the Ryder Cup was here.
Yeah, I had a minor tournament last year.
Just a minor tournament?
Yeah, just a blip in the landscape. No, it was quite an incredible experience. I mean, what was quite scary is that I was kind of involved in covering it all the way down the line, you know, for 10 years plus, you know, and it just seems to have come and gone in the blink of an eye. Quite scary, actually. But while it was here,
it was incredible. But that kind of tournament is pretty intense.
Oh,
because everybody shows up.
Yeah, it was unlike any golf, like unlike any sporting event I've ever covered. I mean, I've been to British Opens, you know, which I thought were a grand scale because the media size of the media village is huge at an Open. It was Mickey Mouse in comparison with what hit Perthshire for the Ryder Cup. You know, there's 1,000 media people from all around the world in that one area. It's unbelievable,
well, of course,
the scale of it.
Our version of that in the United States is the Masters.
Yeah, people tell me that even the Masters isn't on the same scale as the Ryder Cup. That's from international media guys, you know, that certainly took me by surprise. I mean, I saw it slowly but surely build, you know, the infrastructure that was all around the golf course, you know, and so, you know, you kind of, you know, it came together very quickly, really, but nothing prepares you for the scale of it.
Well, tell me this. I mean, how has this place transformed for that?
Well, quite unbelievably swiftly. I mean, there's huge planning went into, you know, involving the hotel, the police, Scottish government, you know, I mean, the local authority. I mean, everybody. I think the biggest worry has to be whisper it, the weather, you know, because, I mean, you're here on a glorious day, but sometimes in Scotland we do get a little bit of rain, you know.
I didn't know that.
So basically, the weather that we got in September was stunning. So I think probably the happiest people apart from the hotel would be the Scottish Tourist Board, because those pictures are getting beamed around the world and, you know, this place looked incredible. But it was just, even, you know, what was the driving range, it gets obliterated by all this, sort of the massive tents. Well, tents doesn't do it justice. Huge buildings, basically. I mean, they're three-story high, all that sort of stuff. You know, you've got the 18th hole, which was redone by Jack Nicklaus specifically, really, for the Ryder Cup, to make it a spectacular amphitheatre finishing hole. I mean, there was three-story high grandstands there.
Did Jack come over for it?
Yeah, he'd come across to. He was everywhere you looked, there was sporting legends. I mean, there's Michael Jordan with his Minders. I think they were staying, well, I know they were staying in a private house.
Minders,
on the estate.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they kind of stood out a mile because Michael Jordan's taller than your average Scotsman or anybody in that golf course. You know, huge, these guys. Anyway, so, you know, there's Sir Alec Ferguson, that was the Manchester United manager, you know, loads of football, soccer players from this part of the world, you know. But no, it was just a huge buzz about the place.
So basically, the Ryder Cup for you is the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, I think it has to be. I mean, if that is the biggest, you know, the World Series. No, I think it's probably is the Super Bowl. It was just an extraordinary event.
And this is a Ryder Cup without Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, there was. I think we couldn't want to say that there wasn't a palpable sense of disappointment when Tiger wasn't going to be playing. I mean, everybody knew that, you know, he's had his problems, you know, physically even before this season, you know, so it didn't come as a great surprise, but there was a disappointment, but it doesn't impact on the galleries or the buzz about the place. I mean, there's still a strong, strong American team that got whipped, didn't they?
Oh, you had to say that, didn't you?
Oh, well, I couldn't really. I mean, a hometown gig.
You couldn't help yourself.
No, you've got to rub salt in the wounds occasionally.
And we did get whipped, didn't we?
Yeah, I think you did. In all my years of reporting, I'd never seen a press conference the likes of that Ryder Cup one after the Americans had lost. You know, I mean, I'm used to soccer and even golf, where you have individuals being interrogated, you know, what went wrong, what went right. But it was just an extraordinary.
So basically, for the Americans, every question was, what went wrong?
Well, of course it was, you know. But the thing is that you've got the team and the captain, or, you know, in the equivalent of a team sport, it's usually a manager, but in this case, Tom Watson. And you've got Phil Mickelson, you know, legend of golf at one end. You've got Watson in the middle. And Phil Mickelson basically just, well, annihilated his captain, which was quite extraordinary. You know, some people, I think a lot of the golfing fraternity were appalled at Phil Mickelson's behaviour, because it's, you know, it's just not the done thing. And it, you know, it's,
are you trying to tell me he was a sore loser?
No, I think he was just looking for, well, I think you just could tell by the body language that the American team was not very happy. I mean,
but you know what? They had to be happy because they got to Scotland.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, I'm
Gordon
not too
Batterman.
Sure, but they enjoyed that.
Gordon Batterman, the sports editor with the Perthshire Advertiser, someone who actually recovered from the Ryder Cup. Gordon, thanks for joining us. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick with us, guys. We've got a whole hour coming up when we return to Glen Eagles with Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.